Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Reading the Constitution, Why I Chose Pragmatism, Not Textualism, presents U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer's public case for a constitutional method focused on purposes, consequences, and democratic functioning rather than strict reliance on fixed word meanings alone. Drawing on his long judicial career and his well-known approach from prior writings and opinions, Breyer explains why constitutional interpretation, in his view, should remain connected to the Constitution's aims, the practical needs of governance, and the lived realities of a diverse society. The book positions pragmatism as a disciplined form of judging, not a freewheeling invitation to impose personal policy preferences. It also engages the modern debate with textualism and originalism, clarifying what Breyer believes those approaches capture well and where they risk narrowing constitutional protection or weakening institutions. Written for readers who want to understand how judges reason, the book offers a guide to thinking about constitutional meaning as something applied in real disputes with real consequences, across rights, structure, and democracy itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pragmatism as a judicial method, not an ideology. A central topic is Breyer's definition of pragmatism as a structured approach to constitutional interpretation that asks what the Constitution is trying to achieve and how judicial decisions will work in practice. Rather than treating the text as a self-executing code, he frames constitutional judging as a problem of application across changing conditions, where courts must translate broad principles into workable rules. Pragmatism in this account emphasizes purposes, institutional competence, and the likely effects of competing interpretations on individual rights and democratic governance. Breyer argues that looking to consequences does not mean judges decide based on personal preferences. It means judges take responsibility for the real-world impact of their rulings and test whether those impacts align with constitutional values. The method typically uses multiple sources of legal reasoning, including text, history, precedent, structure, and practical context, but it refuses to let any single source mechanically override the Constitution's broader aims. This topic also clarifies how pragmatism differs from ordinary policymaking by requiring justification in legal materials and by respecting the roles of legislatures and agencies. The outcome is a vision of judging that aims for stability, coherence, and democratic legitimacy while still protecting constitutional commitments. Secondly, limits of textualism and originalism in constitutional cases. The book addresses why Breyer does not adopt textualism or a strongly originalist approach as the primary decision rule for constitutional interpretation. He acknowledges that text matters and that history can illuminate meaning, but he argues that constitutional language is often general and aspirational, intentionally written to endure. In hard cases, a narrow focus on original public meaning or strict textual parsing can, in his view, understate the Constitution's design to serve an evolving nation and to protect democratic participation. He also highlights how selective history can become when sources are incomplete, contested, or disconnected from modern institutional realities. Another theme is the risk of false certainty. Claiming that the answer is fixed by text or founding-era understandings may conceal the judgment calls involved in choosing which historical materials count and how abstractly to define the original meaning. Breyer's critique also includes institutional consequences. He suggests that rigid methods can shift power in unintended ways, for example, by limiting governmental capacity to respond to contemporary problems, or by narrowing protections in ways that reduce public confidence in the court. This topic positions his pragmatism as a response to these limits, aiming to keep constitutional interpretation anchored to both law and practical governance. Thirdly, democracy and the Constitution's active liberty. Breyer's approach is closely tied to a democratic vision sometimes summarized as active liberty, the idea that the Constitution is not only about restraining government, but also about enabling citizens to participate meaningfully in self-government. This topic explores how he links interpretation to the Constitution's structural commitments, including representative institutions, checks and balances, and the conditions that make democratic decision-making possible. From a pragmatic perspective, the court should consider whether a ruling strengthens or weakens the processes through which the public governs itself, such as fair elections, open debate, and functional institutions. The book emphasizes that constitutional rights and democratic structure are intertwined. Speech, equality, and due process are not just private entitlements but also safeguards for a legitimate public sphere. Breyer's framework also tends to be cautious about judicial interventions that unnecessarily displace elected branches, yet it remains alert to moments when judicial protection is needed to preserve participation and prevent exclusion. By emphasizing democratic functioning, this topic clarifies why consequences matter. If an interpretation predictably undermines the ability of citizens to influence lawmaking, it may depart from constitutional purpose even if it appears plausible as a purely textual reading. The result is a method that asks how constitutional principles operate in the life of a democracy. Fourthly, precedent, stability, and incremental constitutional development. Another important theme is how pragmatism treats precedent and the court's role in maintaining legal stability. Breyer's perspective generally values continuity because people, governments, and markets rely on settled law, and because abrupt shifts can erode trust in the judiciary. This topic examines how a pragmatic judge might evaluate whether to follow, limit, or reconsider prior decisions by looking at factors such as workability, reliance interests, consistency with related doctrines, and the practical costs of disruption. The book frames precedent not as a cage, but as an essential legal tool that connects constitutional interpretation to lived experience over time. When earlier rulings have become unworkable or have produced serious harms, Breyer's method allows correction, but it demands careful reasoning about consequences and institutional legitimacy. This approach also highlights incrementalism, resolving cases narrowly when possible, avoiding sweeping proclamations that create unintended ripple effects, and allowing democratic processes room to operate. Compared with approaches that prioritize a single interpretive rule, Breyer's pragmatism treats constitutional law as an evolving system that must remain coherent and administrable. The emphasis on stability aims to preserve the court's credibility while still enabling constitutional principles to be applied to new contexts such as technology, regulation, and modern social conditions. Lastly, balancing rights, governance, and real-world outcomes. The book also illustrates how pragmatism approaches the frequent tension between individual rights and the needs of governance. Breyer's method typically asks courts to identify the constitutional value at stake, examine how different rules would function on the ground, and choose an interpretation that protects liberty while permitting effective government where the Constitution allows it. This topic covers the practical reasoning involved in proportionality-like analysis, even within the distinct vocabulary of U.S. constitutional doctrine. Questions include whether a restriction actually advances its stated goal, whether it burdens protected activity more than necessary, and how alternative legal standards would influence future cases. Breyer's emphasis on consequences is especially relevant in complex domains where rigid rules can misfire, such as regulation, administrative governance, public safety, and modern forms of communication. He argues that judging cannot responsibly ignore predictable effects on people's lives, on the capacity of institutions to function, or on the fairness of outcomes across communities. At the same time, he presents pragmatism as constrained by law, meaning that judges must justify their conclusions through constitutional purposes, precedent, and workable doctrine, not personal policy views. This topic shows pragmatism as a way to make constitutional adjudication more transparent about trade-offs while still anchored in the Constitution's commitments. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, insider-level explanation of how constitutional interpretation can work beyond slogans. Law students, practicing lawyers, judges, policy professionals, and civically engaged readers will benefit, especially those trying to understand why Supreme Court justices often disagree even when they all claim fidelity to the Constitution. Breyer's pragmatic framework can improve a reader's life by sharpening how they evaluate constitutional arguments in the news, in court decisions, and in political debates. It encourages thinking in terms of purposes, institutional roles, and foreseeable consequences, which is useful well beyond law, in any setting where rules must be applied fairly to complex realities. Compared with similar books that defend a single interpretive method as mechanically determinative, Breyer offers a more candid account of judging as practical reasoning under constraint. He also provides a sustained explanation of why democratic functioning should matter to constitutional law, not as a partisan preference, but as part of the Constitution's design. The book is worth buying because it connects interpretive theory to the responsibilities of governance and the legitimacy of courts, giving readers a coherent way to assess legal reasoning without pretending that constitutional questions can always be solved by dictionary meanings or selective history alone. If you would like to support Stephen Breyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.